My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
Is Meta pulling on a thread to unravel Twitter? Hello, I'm Leanna Byrne, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. Thanks for joining us. Facebook owner Meta is preparing to launch a new app to rival Twitter. The app is called Threads, and it's set to go live this Thursday, and it's currently available for pre-order on the Apple App Store and will be closely linked to Instagram. Io Dodds, she's a technology reporter in the US, and she told the BBC's Will Bain what we know so far.
What we know is that there's going to be this thing called Instagram. Actually, I'm not sure if it's going to be called Instagram Threads or if it will just be called Threads. It looks like in the App Store that was briefly sort of leaked, there was an App Store sort of page for it. It was referred to as Threads, an Instagram app. It's based on Instagram user accounts. You would use your Instagram account based on all the Instagram user data. It knows who your Instagram friends are, so you can sort of choose to follow them. And it's a text-based social network with a like function and a sharing function and a character limit. And it all looks very Twitter-like.
You're right. Sounds quite a bit like Twitter.
Of this company cloning other people's apps. And sometimes it goes great for them. Sometimes it goes very badly.
Kind of a why now for Mark Zuckerberg with this? Because Twitter has found it pretty difficult in recent months, certainly, to make money out of this model. Why does he suddenly think he can do it better and make more money out of it?
I think the simplest answer, the sort of proximate cause, is there's blood in the water. You know, Twitter is in a tremendous mess. Elon Musk is constantly throwing off the energy of a tin pot dictator whose regime is sliding ever closer into chaos. You know, recently they limited how many tweets that anybody could view per day. You know, that's the equivalent of a country imposing currency controls. It's just like, you know what? Even if that is necessary and you're not lying, that is a defeat for any social network, especially a social network that is based on advertising.
Technology reporter Io Dodds there. Now, let's do the numbers. There's no trading in the US today because, of course, it's Independence Day. But elsewhere, oil prices are up after Saudi Arabia and Russia said they would cut supply. The Stocks Europe 600 is up slightly at 0.2%. And the Asia-Pacific markets are mixed as investors assess the Reserve Bank of Australia's decision to hold its rates. Australia's S&P ASX 200 clawed back earlier losses and finished up 0.4%. Now let's go to France. The killing of a French Algerian teenager in Paris has triggered days of rioting. A fund set up for the victim's family has raised about $250,000, but a similar fund to support the policeman charged with shooting the teenager dead has raised more than $1 million. Here's the BBC's Europe regional editor, Paul Moss.
Just in case France didn't feel quite divided enough, the recent riots have prompted two rival fundraising campaigns. It's a right-wing commentator, Jean Messia, who's been seeking donations for the police officer. 40,000 people heeded that call. And the leader of the Conservative Republicans Party has said he too might contribute. But all this has infuriated MPs on the political left and centre. One from the governing Renaissance Party called the donations indecent and scandalous. Far less money has been raised for the family of Nael Merzouk, who was shot dead. His grandmother said that left her heartbroken.
BBC's Paul Moss there.
Distribution of Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service is supported by Grammarly, offering Grammarly Business to help companies large and small communicate better and move faster with enterprise-grade generative artificial intelligence. Learn more at grammarly.com/business.
Let's turn to South Africa now, where businesses there are struggling to survive this winter. as the country's energy supplies are still in crisis. Power cuts known as load shedding often last more than half a day. The BBC's Andrew Harding investigates who's to blame.
With stage six load shedding.
I'm driving through the very dark streets of Johannesburg. All the lights are off right now. The whole country is in the grip of power cuts, sometimes 8 or 10 hours a day without electricity. I've come to Alexandra, a poor township, to see how people are coping.
We don't have money because of the power, the electricity.
This is Suzeke Musa looking out across her dark, empty bar.
Are you going to survive in your business?
I don't think so.
Just across the street here, I found two women sitting again in the dark at their money transfer business.
Must be frustrating.
It is very much frustrating.
Do you see an end in sight?
I don't. This is our new life now.
Essentially, this economy has ground to a halt.
This is Justice Malala, a political commentator.
We cannot provide factories, industry with electricity that's needed to produce. That has a direct impact on poor people who lose jobs.
We're heading east, out of Johannesburg and into coal country. Over 80% of this country's electricity comes from burning coal.
So we're coming just to the edge here of what is an illegal mine, an illegal coal mine.
The scale of the looting is staggering. It's thought to be costing South Africa hundreds of millions of pounds a year.
The rot was much worse than I anticipated when I took the job.
This is André de Ruyter, a businessman brought in back in 2018 to lead South Africa's energy utility Eskom. He accused senior government officials from the ANC of being involved in the corruption. Last December, de Ruyter was poisoned.
The theory is that it was a rat poison.
So what does South Africa's government make of all this? I've come to meet the Minister of Energy, Gwede Mantashe.
His doctors say he was poisoned. The tests show he was poisoned with cyanide rat poisoning.
I can't give evidence to.
So you don't recognise this picture he's portrayed of an ANC using Eskom as a feeding trough?
No, I don't.
The irony is that South Africa could fix its energy crisis fairly quickly, as Crispian Olver from the Presidential Climate Commission explains.
We have a vast, abundant energy source freely available to us, our wind and solar resources. We can transition very rapidly onto a renewable dominant energy system.
For now, the power cuts are getting worse. The corruption here, seemingly overwhelming. As South Africa heads towards a southern hemisphere winter of discontent.
The BBC's Andrew Harding there, and that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. From me, Leanna Byrne, and the rest of the team here in the UK, and we wish you and your family a happy 4th of July.
Distribution of Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service is supported by UKG, an HR payroll and workforce management solution designed with people in mind to help make a fairy tale workplace a reality. UKG, our purpose is people. And by Charles Schwab. Schwab understands that wealth management is personal. That's why Schwab offers flexible, personalized financial planning crafted for their investors' individual goals. Learn more at schwab.com. This is APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.